This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at YouTube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, buddies?
Guten Morgen. CNR on FSR, Covino and Rich, everything at Covino and Rich, at Steve Covino, at Rich Davis, in for Dan Patrick. Always nice to hang out with Joel. We got Danny G with us. Yep. Thank you guys for hanging. Spot is on the videos at Covino and Rich on social media, live from the Mercedes-Benz studios. And owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary. It's extra easy with full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app. Vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Boogie. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. Look at me. You know, look at me. And I don't want to get all radio pompous. Radio wampus is what I call it. Radio wampus. But I will for a second. Just to prove again that preseason means nothing. Because some backup quarterback could come in and light it up. But could he do it every week, day in, day out? He can come in spurts and play well. But can he have that sustainability that a starting quarterback brings? Meaning, it's like dudes that do a podcast. You know, I'm not always that impressed. Or little snippets on social media. Oh, they're great in every 30 seconds. Or for 30 seconds at a time. But can they do it every day? And some of you may not know us, but we do this every day on Fox Sports Radio.
As does Dan Patrick. But you're right. You see some dudes chopping it up, and it's like, oh, they do a weekly half-hour podcast? Different thing. So can a backup player do it? Now,
sometimes a backup player is just a great backup player. And you see him one game or a few plays, and they come in. They're the spark. They bring all that energy. And that's great. And maybe that's what they're good at. But can they do it every day, every week? There's a big difference there.
Listen, they're looking for things that the common fan or even broadcaster's eye can't see. These coaches are taking a look. These are the guys that are all fighting for that job, that's why when it's like, it's the backup guys. These are backup guys that are either going to be working, another job or on a practice squad or on the team in a couple weeks. Like, there's guys that you saw this weekend. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but they're going to be doing Amazon deliveries in 2 weeks. That's the reality. So if you don't think these guys are trying, if you don't think there's next level efforts being put in, it's just sometimes the talent's just not NFL talent.
I know it gets everybody excited, though. We're excited. So excited. Yeah. We're playing NFL trivia in about a half hour. So be dialing if you want to win a CNR on FSR Nerf football.
I don't.
877-99 on Fox.
There's no real analogy in basketball. You might say, oh, the G League. And sometimes a guy lights it up and all of a sudden he gets, pulled onto the roster. But you know it as good as anyone else. I wonder if you could say baseball and football are the same in that if someone is undeniably standout in the preseason or spring training, do they make the squad? And I don't necessarily know that that is even a fact. Like, you'll see a guy bat 450 in spring training, and you're like, nah, he didn't make the team. He's still in double A. Danny, do you get the sentiment that it's the same thing, or do you feel like if a guy is so lights out and standout in preseason football, he is going to get that look? If there's a guy on defense in the preseason that has three sacks and he's putting pressure every possession, would you say it's sort of like a guy batting 450 in spring training? I think the NFL preseason has a little more clout.
It does, but then there's always been that one or two players on our team where they have a great preseason and they still don't make the team.
There'll be a running back that runs for 100 yards, two games, and you're like, wow, this guy's got something. It's like, well, he's either fourth on the depth chart or he's on the practice squad.
And it's great almost practice like players.
And if they were like a undrafted free agent or a player like that, then they usually will wind up on your practice squad.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking,
or they're just the gym class hero who is playing all out when everyone else really isn't, because maybe they are kind of set up and they know they're going to be on the squad.
And I'm not trying to make obvious points, but these are things we do forget sometimes. We look at these preseason games like, yeah, it's a bunch of people we don't know. This is more competitive than college football, because college football, only a handful of those guys could make it to the preseason NFL games. So it's still an elite level of competition. We're talking, this is still more competitive than the USFL or XFL. It's preseason football. These guys are this close to making a squad or not. Now, there are guys that anxiously look at these opportunities. Some quarterbacks, some young quarterbacks are getting a look. Danny, you're running back on the Raiders. Now that Josh Jacobs is still not on board, was getting a lot of carries yesterday.
Yeah, Georgia's Zamir White, man.
And I'm thinking he's the guy, until Josh Jacobs makes a decision or something, he's going to be getting all the first team snaps, right?
Well, and you saw Sincere McCormick also go into the end zone there. So there was a lot of talk about the coach Josh McDaniels, who most people don't like his system. Some people do. Patriots fans love it. As far as being a head coach, Denver Bronco fans aren't a fan of him, and half the Raiders fan base right now doesn't really enjoy his coaching. But they kept pointing out in the broadcast yesterday that he would rather have a running back by committee system in the backfield rather than one guy carry the entire load. But you can't rescind that franchise tag on Josh Jacobs, because then he could sign with the Broncos or the Chiefs or the Chargers.
Yep. And funny enough, we're filling in for the great Dan Patrick, Covino and Rich. I heard Dan talking about your Raiders, and Danny G, and for all the Raiders Nation out there, you should be glad to know that Covino and Rich, not the only show that thinks the Raiders are being underestimated.
Oh, yeah.
Because when we saw that a couple preseason projections came out,
it was USA like, Today.
USA Today.
Didn't they have them like 5-12 or something?
No, they had them at 3-14.
Oh, even worse.
The USA Today.
Vegas
has the Raiders at 6.5. USA Today Sports has them at 3.
I will tell you, Covino and I.
Which is such a diss, because, you know, Jimmy G, all he does is win, win, win. So you would give him a little bit more than that, no?
Well, it's a tough division, tough conference. And as Dan Patrick said, to quote the guy we're filling in for, he was talking about who makes the playoffs out of the AFC. And he, when he was rattling teams off, he's like, oh, the Raiders are a possible playoff team. And I was like, oh, DP is on board, because there's a lot of people that have counted the Raiders out. And you don't know what Jimmy G is going to do. If he stays healthy, he always seems to find a way to compete.
They have so many weapons on offense. Their question mark stays on the defensive side of the ball, especially the middle of the field. When you have to cover Travis Kelce and other great tight ends and wide receivers in that division, that's where your defense really needs to step up. And the Raiders are hoping and praying that Patrick Graham's second season at the helm there will really stabilize things. They got some more depth. They got Marcus Epps. They signed Marcus Peters. They brought in some talent. They drafted a few guys to help the pass rush. And you saw them getting after Trey Lance and the Niners quarterbacks yesterday. That defense was flying around the field. Can that translate to the regular season?
there's so many question marks. And that's what makes the NFL awesome, right? Like, you don't want to be nerdy and go over every game on the schedule. But when you look at how this AFC is going to shake out, because we can all agree, there's not a human that would say, oh, the NFC is just as good. The NFC is like the Eagles, Niners, Cowboys, and then there's a huge drop-off. And you're like, after that, what do you got? Maybe like the Giants. Nick Cope's high on the Seahawks. Other people are saying, oh, you know, this is the Lions. The Lions could be
why
a team.
The Cowboys?
The Lions, Cowboys. There's teams, but the AFC, there's teams in the AFC that will not make the postseason that if they were in the NFC, might be like a top-seeded type of team, like maybe even a division winner. Here's the tricky part about the AFC, because you got to, as much as, Kavino, I know you don't like to schedule watch.
Yeah.
You're not one to like look ahead too much. Like the AFC East, everyone's like, oh, Buffalo, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Oh, Miami, Tua could be an MVP if he stays healthy with all those weapons and Mike McDaniel. The AFC East has to play each other twice, including Belichick twice. You know, the Patriots aren't, can't just walk over them. Mm-hmm. So they have to play each other all twice. Then, just the way the schedule falls.
Yeah.
AFC East plays the AFC West. So they all play the Chiefs, the Broncos, the Raiders, the Chargers. That's a division they play. And then they also, the AFC East, plays the NFC East. So they, you know, likely going to get Cowboys, Eagles. So the Jets.
And the Giants.
The Bills, the Giants. So
could be decent.
Everyone that's like, oh, the AFC East, this would be like three teams with 10 or more wins. Maybe not so fast. It can be trickier than you think.
Well, that's part of the fun. There might be to see how all of this pans out.
There might be a ton of 10-7 teams that are fighting.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait.
We're all fired up about it. Hope you enjoyed some of that this weekend. And we're going to be talking more NFL in just a few minutes.
Trivia.
Because we're doing trivia, giving back to you. Danny G's got all the questions. And Rich is salivating at the opportunity. Plus, there's a story about a Saints kicker we got to talk about.
Yeah.
But I just want to pose the question now. So I'll pose the question now, and we can either chop it up right now or save it.
What do you got? What you got?
If you have the opportunity to see a goat when you can, do you have to, right? Do you have to go out of your way to make it happen? Like, you may have missed some opportunities along the way. Maybe you never got to see Jordan. Maybe you never saw Tyson fight live. Maybe you didn't see Nirvana when they made it to your city. And you're like, dang, I got those regrets. Well, September 3rd, Miami comes here to play LAFC, which means the hottest ticket in town is just around the corner. Again, we're live in Los Angeles. September 3rd, Messi's going to be here. Now, they're comparing this.
Hold on. As I go to StubHub, hold on. Let me get you your ticket prices.
Some of my buddies are telling me that you ain't bad, you ain't nothing if you don't go and check this out if you have the opportunity.
Oh, boy.
Now, the opportunity may cost you a lot, or Rich and I can try to use some connections, some pull if we can. If you're on the fence about soccer. Now, soccer's a great sport, but you can't say that everybody's invested. This may be the turning point for you. How many people say that about hockey and soccer? Dude, you got to go to a live game. Well, this is the game to be at. If you have a chance to see Messi, who they say is the GOAT. I mean, we've seen him. He's off of a World Cup. He's playing lights out now in Miami. If you have that opportunity, do you go? Especially in that atmosphere.
You have the opportunity.
Great. Defending champions.
You have the chance. It's a matter of
Are you willing to pay?
Are you willing to pay? Like, I mean, you know.
But if you're willing to pay that much for Taylor Swift, and I think it's fair to compare the two. He's an international superstar. You're a sports fan. You could say years from now, you could say, yeah, I saw that. That was awesome. Let me tell you, growing up, I was always envious of my uncles talking about that they saw Pele. I didn't give a diddly squat about soccer, really. I played soccer growing up, but I didn't really watch it. But I'd see the pride that they had when talking about it because they saw one of the greats. You know, they saw Ali fight. They did. they saw Pelé. I mean, he was on the Cosmos toward the end of his career, but they saw him play. It was
so funny
you could say.
When you say Pelé, I feel like he played 500 years ago.
No,
like,
he recently passed.
I know, right? But it doesn't feel like a long, long time ago.
We're talking legends. We're talking goats here. That's the difference. If you have the chance, and a lot of you do, Messi's a traveling tour right now. It's like the traveling circus is coming to your town, and the GOAT is there. Gunther Gable Williams is there.
To me, you miss him along the way, right? Like, it's different because they're like, you know, old radio, old musicians, but Elton John just did his last play at Dodger Stadium in the States, right?
Yeah.
Tony Bennett passed away a couple years ago. You cut a song with Lady Gaga.
Cut a song, but you didn't.
But you didn't. I remember when Shea Stadium, I'm a big Mets fan. When Billy Joel, he's still doing the Garden, and we saw him out here in L.A., but when he did his last play at Shea, I was mad that I didn't go. I'm like, why did I not go? Billy Joel, Shea Stadium? What a fail.
Metallica's on tour again. Kiss was wrapping up their tour. We're talking about some of the greats of our lifetime.
Do you
right?
want to see these legends before they're not doing it anymore? Like, if you have a chance, like you said, to see GNR, Metallica, Kiss, any legendary band, or... You know, listen, as LeBron winds down over the next couple of years, don't you want to maybe see LeBron James live one more time? If you could bring your kid, if you're living, well, let's say you're living in Indiana. Oh, LeBron's coming to play the Pacers.
Just to say that we saw him play live. Don't you have that Jordan regret?
See, now, there you go. There's the key word he said, play live.
Yeah,
that's
play
what you
live.
Just said.
Live.
So that's the thing. My parents were like, no, we're going to take you to the hotel where they're staying. We're going backstage.
And meet him?
I grew up to where it just wasn't. My father almost got arrested for climbing Wilt Chamberlain's wall.
No way.
Just to see him. So I was raised under the, not necessarily see him play or
but
at their.
But see him. That's cool too, though. That's really cool.
So you don't want to let your goat go by and not see him.
We're going to see him. And that's inspiring to anybody.
Joe got binoculars for his birthday.
That's so cool.
We're
going to
look.
I love that story.
We couldn't afford binoculars.
No. But I do like that story. But my buddy Al B called me up. He's like, yo, because look, we're all sports fans, right? Yeah. We're all here hanging on Fox Sports Radio. He's like, don't even tell me you're like trying to get into soccer, man. If you're not trying to get this ticket, this is the hottest ticket, bro. Like Messi, think about it. Messi, international superstar, is going to be there in LA on September 3rd, bro. If you're not even trying to get a ticket, then you're not even a sports fan. You'll never like soccer. If you're ever going to get into soccer, this is the chance. This is the way. Because again, he's there. He's the superstar. Brings his traveling circus to your town. And again, they're playing the LAFC defending champions. They're a squad. They have an atmosphere already built in. You know how hype that's going to be? So, in other words, if that can't hype you up and that can't motivate you to at least try, then what's ever going to get you into the sport of soccer next level?
Well, price point, my friend.
Well, price point. But how many people are breaking the bank
right
for
now,
Taylor Swift
Taylor Swift's a bigger deal, I think.
To who? I get if you're doing it for your kid, right? Okay, because you'll do anything for your kid. But if you're a sports fan and one of the GOATs, we've already established
but here's
this.
The deal. I'm not saying that I would choose Taylor Swift
but
over
But she's not
over,
done. Is she done ever?
Messi.
Is she done? There's plenty of years to see her.
But what I'm saying is Taylor Swift is for a fan or bringing your kids or going with your wife or your girlfriend, Taylor Swift is a guaranteed 3.5 hours of music people know and they'll have a fun time. Messi, you could go see him play.
You don't know how many more years.
He could not score. He could not. You know, like it's a chance you're taking. And by the way, section 116. I just picked a random section. Not even, you know, right. Section 116. $1,400 for a ticket. General admission to like just roam and be in that one area by one of the goals is $680. So I mean.
And what were Taylor Swift tickets going for? I only bring that up because it's been the hottest ticket of the summer, right? And people who have no money, man, are breaking the bank to get these tickets for the pressure of, I got to get them for my kids, or they got FOMO and it's just they're caught up in the hype.
How much does
and
it cost,
they have to be part of it.
How much does it cost us in that little area where like Serena Williams, LeBron, and everyone, and Kim Kardashian, remember the first game that like little right on the field? I think that's...
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah, let's see what that
anytime
is.
Your seats cost you a bank transfer, where you just, there ain't no cash transactions, it's just you put some digits in, transfer the money.
Some of these seats are,
that's how hot
$2,500, $2,800.
And what was the actual price of that ticket?
Well, if you go to it, the $680 general admission, just like sort of chill in that general area,
yeah.
Those 680 tickets on other games,
yeah.
$40.
See, that's a huge ticket.
So you're not the only one with this idea of seeing Messi.
Absolutely not. That's why I'm saying we got to use our contacts. But that's what people are willing to pay to see one of the GOATs because it matters.
Press pass. Kavito's now a soccer reporter.
No, because that's the thrill of it, dude. To be able to say, look, you can't speak on real perspective sometimes, especially in this game. You know what? No matter what anyone yaps about, I could be the biggest blowhard at the barbershop being like, dude, Jordan was the GOAT. Some guy could be like, well, guess what, man? I saw him play live. I was there. I saw it. He's always going to have the upper hand on me because guess who didn't? Me. And there's some.
I don't think that gives him the upper hand, but it's a cool thing that you want to be able to say.
Some sort of thrill in being able to say that you witnessed it live with your own eyes.
There's something to be said about. Not necessarily the bragging right, but it is sort of like a checklist item for a sports fan.
Sure.
Like, hey, have you been to a playoff game? Have you been to a Super Bowl? Have you been to a championship parade? Have you been to a spring training game? Like things that sports fans may have on a list of things they want to do. And to see the GOATs of the game is probably on that list. So if you could find a way, if you got some type of hookup or connection, if Messi comes to your town, and he's playing your local soccer team, and you can find the ticket for, you know, not a bank-breaking amount of money, I say you got to go. I'm with you.
Go for right. Broke. Well, what do you think? 877-99 on Fox, or chime in at Covino and Rich, because now you got to make it happen. And speaking of football, we're actually talking about the other football next. Some NFL trivia. If you want to play along, 877-99 on Fox. We're giving away some Nerf footballs.
Yeah, so let's get you guys on the line now. Again, 877-99 on Fox. Live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. Brought to you by the finest Mercedes-Benz. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS. More Kavino and Rich, and for Dan Patrick next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Yo, CNR, Covino and Rich on FSR in for the great Dan Patrick, live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. Monday, back to school for a lot of kids. Football, before you know it.
Back to school, Thornton Mellon style, bro.
Back to school.
Thornton Mellon style, Rodney Dangerfield style.
I was thinking back to school, Billy Madison style.
I'm thinking Rodney Dangerfield,
to prove,
man,
to Dad I ain't no fool.
I mean, both great references. Yeah, that's what we do.
Miss Lippy, it's my kid's first grade teacher.
Covino and Rich, 877-99 on Fox. We still have to talk about the Saints kicker.
It's a really funny story.
Yeah, unassuming athletes.
Did you put a third syllable on athletes?
I do. Buys me more time. We have 3 hours to fill.
Cardinals.
Athletes.
Athletes.
So, again, 877-99 on Fox, playing for CNR on FSR Nerf footballs. Everybody hyped about preseason football.
Good looking Nerf footballs.
Oh, they're great looking.
Got,
man,
the Fox Sports Radio logo on one side and the CNR logo on the other side.
They're a little slippery though. But they,
you got to work them in.
Yeah, you got to work them in. That's all.
And by the way, I can't be the only one that judges another grown man on how he throws a football, right?
I mean, we all do.
You see someone throw a football, you could tell. You could tell when someone has never played sports or when they played sports.
Or maybe they were just one dimensional. They played one sport.
I'm still fascinated how someone of the athletic caliber of a Kevin Durant could throw out a first pitch and look like he's never thrown a ball in his life. It's wild to me. I don't know how. All right, let's get into some trivia, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like those bells.
CNR on FSR, in for the great Dan Patrick. Happy Monday.
Spotty's really great on the bells. Great job, Spot.
Rich on the flugelhorn in the back.
Let's meet the contestants. Covino.
Hey, hey, hey.
Rich.
Yo, yo.
Nick Cope. What's up, Nick? Oh, we'll turn his microphone up here.
Nick was fixing his hair, looking handsome.
Yeah.
There he is. Spotty boy.
I'm playing.
And let's see on the FSR studio line, trying to win one of these nice CNR Nerf footballs. You say, Rich, I'll have you pick line 1 through 5. Pick a number.
Let's go to 5. Trey Lance needs a little love. Number 5, Trey Lance. We did not love him much today.
That is Kev in Texas. Kevin, good morning.
What's up, Kev?
Morning, fellas. Morning.
Hey, Kev, speak up all the way for us, okay?
Yes, sir, I got you.
Okay,
you
we're going to need your name because here are the rules for our CNR NFL trivia. The first contestant with 2 correct answers is the champ. If there's a tie, then we have a tiebreaker question. Your name is your buzzer. You do have to wait until all 3 possible answers are read. Okay. If there's 2 wrong answers in a row, we move on to the next question. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I feel like I'm going to kick all your ass. Yeah, I feel good about
for this, but that doesn't mean I'm not here to play. Let's go.
It's multiple choice. It's anybody's game.
All right.
And Cope, we got your mic on? Yep. Still need Nick Cope's mic over here.
And remember, Kevin, you got to scream out Kevin if you know the answer right away.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we
all
got
right,
you.
Here we go.
All right.
Just like Home Alone, scream out Kevin.
Round 1. Here we go.
Kevin.
Which NFL team has won the most games all time?
Oh.
A, Dallas Cowboys. B, the Green Bay Packers. Or C, the San Francisco 49ers.
Covino.
Kevin.
Covino.
Packers.
No.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Bam. The Green Bay
wow.
Packers. Covino on the
what?
Board.
They've been around for a while.
That's
that
is
fun.
True.
That's exactly
yeah.
what I thought. I
but
thought
for 100 years.
Yeah.
But when we were kids, I mean, yeah, we were kids.
Yeah.
Nick, do you remember when, if you were a kid of the 80s or 90s, until Brett Favre came around, you did not even want their helmet and the supermarket no, quarterback.
Danny G is so crafty that you had to think about it. It was process of elimination. He started with the Cowboys, and you're like, yeah, it's got to be the Cowboys. Oh, no. It's definitely Green Bay okay. because that was a trick.
Damn you.
Yeah. Right. 790 total wins
wow.
for the Packers. All right, here we go. Round two. Among the 10 NFL domed stadiums, how many have a retractable roof?
Oh.
A, 5, B, 8, or C, 3?
Rich.
Kevin.
Rich.
B, 8.
No.
Nick.
Kevin.
No, Kevin.
Cope for the
5.
Steal. Yes, 5.
Oh.
Nick Cope. Nick Cope on the board.
Wow. Nick All Cope, right. handsome and smart.
Round 3.
That's such a guess question.
Oh, yeah. It is. It is.
I picked 8 because I was like, he likes Kobe. I was like, Danny has his answer.
Covino and Cope both on the board as we go to round 3. Approximately how much does the Lombardi Trophy weigh?
Oh.
A, 15 pounds. B, 11 pounds. Or C, 7 pounds.
Rich.
Kevin.
Rich.
15 pounds, A.
No.
Covino.
Wait, what Kevin?
Kevin.
Go ahead, Kevin.
A.
No.
No, A was taken yeah. already.
What do you got, Cove?
Well, I'll let him go. Go ahead.
No, he said A.
All right, hey, beat it, Kevin. It's my turn. 11 pounds.
No.
Wow.
Isaac.
7 pounds.
Yeah. But what?
I was
going to
say, remember they tossed it? Like,
they
I mean,
do, yeah. Remember
boat?
Brady throwing it?
I mean, I know, but you don't think Tom Brady could toss a 15-pound? Think of like a 15-pound weight.
He'd have to deflate the trophy.
She seems like it would have a little more weight to it.
His arms are too flimsy.
All right, we sipped, so we
man,
crossed
Lombardi
that one off the board.
The Lombardi trophy is like a hollow Easter bunny, right?
Yeah.
All right.
7 pounds.
We go to round 4.
I can see Rich get thrown out of a TV show. Look, man, you don't have to argue every answer you lose.
Yes, yeah, he does.
Show him out of here.
No, right. Brush him off like Sandman at Showtime at the Apollo.
Let's go, Danny G. I'm getting on the board. I'm getting on the board here.
Which NFL team holds the record for the longest winning streak of all time?
Oh.
A, the Pittsburgh Steelers. B, the Oakland Raiders. Or C, the Indianapolis Colts.
Rich.
Rich.
Colts, C.
Yes. Rich does get on the board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't having it.
Could be a come from behind win now. We got to stop him.
They had won more than 16 in a row, but just not in the same season.
Yeah.
Correct?
Between 2008 and 2009, they won 23 games in a row.
It just did, wow. Which is pretty
wild. I believe
wild.
That Rich knows how to say his name faster than Covino.
Yeah. Well, it's one syllable. It's not fair.
Covino, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Covino.
He needs to say Steve.
Rich.
All right. So on the board. Covino, Rich, and Nick Cope.
All right.
As we go to round 5, by what year did the hard plastic helmet become universal in the NFL?
Oh.
A, 1950, B, 1956, or C, 1959?
Kevin.
Kevin.
B.
B? No.
Rich.
Rich for the win.
1959.
No.
Oh, son of a
gun.
No.
Said
it
so confidently, too.
I did, because you know what I was thinking? I was like, there's no way those like freaking leather helmets were around in 1959.
In 1948, the league outlawed the hard plastic because they thought the material was an injury risk. They lifted the ban after just 1 year in 49, and by 1950, all players were wearing them.
Wow.
Can we just hold up one time and let Covino guess? I mean, like, after everybody else's guess wrong.
Joel, whose team are you on here?
Yeah.
Joel likes the Lions and Covino.
You gotta chime in. I was gonna say 1950. Rich beat me to the punch on the guess.
That's a three-syllable name.
Yeah. All right, anybody's game as we go to round 6. Now, this next one, it could be from punts, kickoffs, and miss field goals. How many return touchdowns did the all-time leader Devin Hester record in his career? A, 20, B, 25, or C, 17?
C.
Nick. Covino.
Oh, Covino talked first. We'll give it to him.
C.
No.
Oh!
No.
Nick.
Cope for the win.
I was going to say 20.
Yes!
Cope.
Wow!
There it is!
All right. Nick Cope!
Dude, I swear.
My day is all downhill from
I
here.
I thought for sure. By the way, it wasn't a guess, so you won fair and square, Nick. I really thought it was 17. I looked his stats up recently, and I was saying 17 in my head because I looked him up. Rich and I covered the Super Bowl where he ran one back, and you know we interviewed him early in his career. I was thinking about his career. You know when you're doing the ball scroll and you're just thinking and you're just checking stats? I thought it was 17. So
only three off. He had 5 kickoff returns, 14 punt returns for a TD, and 1 missed field goal return for a TD.
He was one of the best at it.
Covino just told us that he guessed 2 answers, and they both were wrong, and he has no points.
No, man, I really thought that it was 17. Yeah. I thought that was the right answer.
We were talking to one of our buddies the other day. We went for a drink with one of our good pals who's a Chicago Bears fan, and we were saying how that Super Bowl against the Colts, I believe, 07, 06 season, 07.
Yeah.
In the rain, Miami, Colts, Peyton Manning won. That game started out with the Devin Hester kick return, and all Bears fans probably felt so good for life. Yeah. That was like the moment where they're like, this is it.
And then they remembered Rex Grossman was their quarterback. Mm-hmm.
Then they remembered that, and the other team had Peyton Manning.
Yes.
And it was they thought 21 years after that, 85 Bears team. 20 years later, actually. 20 years later.
Now, hey, Nick, do you want to give your football to Kevin anyway?
Yes, I'd love to give it to Kevin.
All right, so thank you to Nick Cope. Kev, we're going to mail the ball to Texas.
I appreciate you guys, man.
Yo, Kev, hang tight. We'll get your address.
Hang tight, and if you like the trivia today, I want you guys to know that every Monday we're doing a new game called The Last One Standing, and we play several rounds of different categories. So play along every day, or every Monday, I should say. We play at 2 p.m. on the West, 5 p.m. on the East, Covino and Rich.
And tomorrow, Tyson Tuesday, so we have some Iron Mike trivia, another chance to win one of these nice footballs.
Perfect. And by the way, you put the pressure on Nick Cope. Nick, you're going to give the listener your football, right? What if Nick wanted to throw around the ball? What if Nick was like, perfect for my trunk?
Yeah, sorry, Nick.
Yeah, sorry. Well, we'll give you one too. We'll give you one.
It's going to take you another win next week.
Yeah, I'll have to earn it again.
Yeah, fine.
I won a charity poker tournament once, and someone's like, what are you going to do? You're going to give the money back to the charity? And I'm like, yeah. I was like, you betcha. So
that was a tough battle because I saw a few opportunities to actually steal that one, man. But great competition. Thanks for playing along. And, you know, thinking of Devin Hester, it makes me think of the GOATs again. He was the greatest at what he did. I'm not saying he's
a skill that isn't there anymore because of the way the game changed.
Yeah, like, we are never going to see a return guy like that ever again.
But you know what? It also, you know, for all we know, it's there is a guy. It's just he can't demonstrate that skill set.
Exactly.
Right?
That's the reason because of the rule changes.
Exactly. So it's like it's sort of a bummer. Like, you know, the same way the running back position is no longer the money-making position, the special teams, you know, kickoff punt return guy, you're never going to see a Devin Hester type again. And there may be a guy in the league right now that if the rules were the old school way, he'd be the man. You're just never going to see it. All right, well, listen, coming up, there's a really hilarious story about the New Orleans Saints kicker.
I feel like Devin Hester ties it all together. Again, one of the greats, one of the GOATs. We were talking about if you have the chance to see a GOAT, because Messi's going to be here in L.A. September 3rd, do you have to go? But we interviewed Devin Hester. Kind of an unassuming guy. He's a small fella, but quick and elusive.
So, a real interesting scenario this New Orleans Saints kicker found himself in. We'll get to that. Plus, what NFL team? We'll go around the room and we'll take your feedback. What NFL team are you looking at right now as what you would call your surprise team of 2023? We talked about it earlier. 6 or 7 teams are new every year in the postseason. So if you had to put your stamp on one team, like, no, everyone's downplaying this team, but I'm not. Who's your surprise team of 2023? We'll get to that and a bunch more. CNR in for Dan Patrick right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
All right, we got DJ Joel on the ones and twos. Shout out to the Danettes, Dan and the Danettes, CNR, in for the great Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio. Danny G on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. We got the champion, Nick Cope, hanging out with us. He just won trivia. Spots on the videos at Covino and Rich. And DJ Joel is playing some biggie celebrate 50 years of hip-hop this weekend. 50-year anniversary of hip-hop.
50.
Congratulations.
When when Biggie says, my Detroit players, were you thinking of Jared Goff?
No, I was thinking of myself.
Okay. I was thinking of old-school Barry Sanders.
Nice.
By the way, if you got a younger kid in your life, a son, a nephew, show him some Barry Sanders footage and tape, because I think that because he never won a championship, you know how there's certain players that because they never won a championship, they get lost in the sauce when the younger generation's watching highlights? Show them some Barry Sanders. That's your homework assignment. If you're a dad or an uncle of a young kid.
He's the answer to a question that nobody ever asks. You ready for this one? You ready for this?
Oh, your favorite Sanders besides Colonel?
Who's your favorite Sanders besides Colonel Sanders?
No, what is he the answer to?
No, check this out. My girlfriend, infamous for hitting me up with questions that she thinks are great, and they are, but they're not questions that anyone really knows.
His girlfriend will be like, he'll be watching the Yankees game, and his girlfriend will say, why do they run counterclockwise instead of clockwise? And it's like, I don't know.
I don't know the real answer to that.
Why are there nine innings?
No one's ever asked me. I don't know.
I don't know why there's nine innings.
And then she'll hit me with, but you're supposed to know it all because you're on Fox Sports Radio.
And you watch every day.
It's not a stat that anyone really cares about. I don't know.
Who decided it was 3 balls, 2 strikes for a full count? I don't know.
We were watching Untold Johnny Manziel, which we talked about for a full week on Fox Sports Radio. And she said something along the lines of, well, who was the greatest NFL player that also won a Heisman? And I'm like, man, I'm thinking of all the names because most of them really don't translate to that level.
Bo Jackson?
That could be Barry Sanders, no? Because I was thinking Cam Newton.
I would have thought Archie Griffin.
You know, yeah. I was thinking through
as many as I could remember at the time on the spot.
You know what jumps out, though? I'll be honest.
How could you argue a Barry Sanders type?
Yeah, a lot of the busts come to mind. That's why sometimes you forget the good ones.
Exactly. That's exactly it, too. So it was a tough question, but I then looked it up, and I was like, you know what? That's my answer moving forward. So, yeah, if you could show your kid when they're done with school today, school starts here on the West Coast, some of the GOATs, then that's what it's all about. Yeah, show them some video. It's our job as parents and as the next generation to pass this stuff on. Hey, you might not have heard of him, but you got to know who this guy is, all right, kid?
I think they do a great job of keeping Barry Sanders alive in Detroit. I was at the Miami Lions game in Detroit, and he was there at halftime, and they acknowledged him. They do a lot of that for Barry.
Yeah. He
now, Megatron, haven't seen him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was sort of like, you know, not, they don't.
They're trying to smooth things over with Megatron right
now. Yeah, let's hope. One of the best players for that franchise ever. So you,
but
you
Rich,
hope.
You just solidified our earlier point. If you missed it before trivia, we were talking about if you have a chance to see the GOATs, because Messi's coming to town September 3rd, do you have to go? I'm not a big soccer fan, but I can acknowledge greatness. If you could take your kid, you know, if you could expose your kid to one of the greats. Let me tell you, I was trying to be a big brother, a good big brother, I should say, to my much younger little brother. I had an opportunity to take him to see LeBron when he was a kid, and I did, just for that reason, just to say that he saw him, just to say that you did.
Was that the last nice thing you did for him?
It's probably the last nice thing I ever did for my brother.
See, thought so.
But, again, you got to pass the wisdom down. Show him the greats.
You know, last week we talked a lot about the Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football Untold.
Mm-hmm.
Since we talked about it, one of the things we were mentioning became a big Sports Illustrated article.
Yeah.
And it was how, you know, I wasn't being all PC about it, but I'm like, yo, they sort of brushed over in 30 seconds, like, yeah, we almost tried to kill himself, and oh, yeah, he's addicted to drugs, and he's not doing well. And the whole thing was a really fun documentary about his partying days and how much he meant to Texas A&M and his legacy there, and, you know, how we, you know, 0 minutes on the iPad that he studied when he was on the Browns, but
his wasted talent.
They glossed over, like, the real talk in 30 seconds. It was like, oh, he tried to kill himself and the gun didn't work. Oh, yeah, and he's, you know, went through a lot of addictions and bipolar disorder diagnosis. Oh, yeah, back to him partying. And
how do you brush over that?
It didn't bother me, but it was...
You know why it stood out, too?
It stood out to me because I'm like, did they just glaze over that really quick?
It stood out because that was the headline. That was, like, part of the trailer that got you hyped up for the documentary. And although it was great, it was like, well, they didn't spend much time on the biggest headline from the documentary. Like, you expected more of that because they led with that.
Yeah, and I did see that Sports Illustrated article pretty much saying what we were talking about last week, which was...
They're listening.
Which was... they totally copied us. I think it was a sentiment that multiple people felt, which was... We didn't need a hour-long, real talk, serious documentary about mental health and Johnny Manziel, but it was wild how it was an hour-plus documentary and literally 30 seconds. We're like, oh, yeah, he tried to kill himself. The gun didn't go off. Oh, yeah, he was diagnosed bipolar, and he has all these addictions. Back to when he was raging.
You know what that's like? Two things. When you see a movie and... There's a line in the trailer, and then, like, it's not in the actual movie. And you're like, wait.
That's happened.
It has happened. I believe it happened with the movie Major League. I feel like there was a line that Bob Uecker said or something in the trailer, but it wasn't in the actual movie. And you're like, what the hell? And if you guys remember growing up listening to music on the radio, a lot of times you would buy the CD and there would be a different version on the CD than the radio edit. And you're like, what the heck? What is that about?
Or an extra verse, like Third Eye Blind, Semi-Trum Life has like an extra verse.
The promo to that documentary led with, oh, did you hear Johnny Manziel tried to kill himself? So you thought this was going to be, you know, a more in-depth documentary. So when I was sitting there watching it, I was expecting more of that. More than 30 seconds.
I still enjoyed the documentary.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely a great watch.
And, no, I'm going to watch when I get home today. I couldn't watch last night because I was, you know, trying to get some sleep for this morning. But how was episode 2 of Winning Time?
Oh, so good.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch.
Really good.
Whether or not it's based on a lot of fiction, doesn't matter. I love it. Winning Time on HBO. Now, this kicker of the Saints had a really wild story. We're going to get to it next. CNR in for Dan Patrick next on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.